Shalom, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur where we saw numerous shittas that women aren't muzharos, are not commanded in those averos that if there's it's a lav shembum if there's no malchus. If there's no malchus, we don't say that we equate men and women. Only when there is a punishment, then we equate men and women. However, in the Tshuva Beis Yitzchak in Yoredei and Simen Pei Hei, he asks on this from the Gemara in Sukkah that we see there that women are musharas at Tosefet Sinai beyom Kippur, even though there's no onesh. So you see, even though there's no onesh, women are still musharas Tosefet Sinai beyom Kippur. So he answers there. There's a special pasuk that nashim are musharas, and he writes that we can say that after the pasuk was megala that women are musharas but Tosefet Sinai. If so, we learn from there that be isurim she'ein loikin nami musharas. Now we have a gilui. By Tosefes Yom Kippur, so we can say that in general, women are muzharos, even in those asurim, where there is no malchus. And if so, even though you don't get malchus on Lifnei, but nevertheless, you can say Nashim muzharos. But we learn this from Tosefes Inui. By Yom Kippur, you see the Chol HaTorah Kula, the Nashim are muzharos af belavin, she'ein lok. And however, Rashi in Tmure, and that Beis on the Beis, we learn there, im Hamer Yamir, the Rabbis is Haisha, Lishnakama there, Rashi explains, Dibur Amaskil Mishani, Hani Mil Lav Shesh Bo Mais, Bani Yom Shem Shavim Zel Azeh. Tichsiva Sher Yasu, Dimashma Oinshim Shiesh, Maisikon Chil Shabbos, Ava Lav Shem Bo Maisikon Tumur Dibdi Wurtali Milse, Milo Tilki Kamash Malam. So we see from Rashi that the reason that women aren't Musharos is because it says a Sher Yasu. Ubelav she'en bo maisa, delo ave yasiya, nashim einan muzharos. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says that we have a hamer yamir, that's marben nashim l'tmura. And Rashi says that it's because the pasuk says, asher yasu, mashma onshim she'yesh maisa, like Chil Shabbos. But lav she'en bo maisa, you would think that women aren't musharos. So kamash malam, we have amir yamir, that women are musharos on tmura, even though there's no maisa. You see, it's talui b'maisa. Lav shem bo maisa, women are not musharos. If so, lifnei iver, which is according to the chinuch, where Islamic Beis and others, it's a lav shem bo maisa, so we don't, it's not muchach. From Tosefes Inui that Nashim are Musharos, because Tosefes Inui is different, because Yesh Bo Maise Mash Enkein Lifnei Iver Have Lav She'en Bo Maise. So the Nidon is, what about Lifnei Iver? So first of all, there are those who hold that if there's no Malchus, then women aren't Musharos. And now we see also that if there's no Maise, women aren't Musharos. So Tosefes Yom Kippur, women are musharos because yesh bo ma'isa, but the lifnei iver, which is ein bo ma'isa, so women are not musharos. But you could say that after the pasuk was megala that women are musharos by tmura, there are also musharos and other lav she ein bo ma'isis, and shuv muchach l'chol ha'Torah kula that nashim are musharos by lav she ein bo ma'isis. So it could be that women are musharos and lav shem bo malchus, and it could be that women are musharos and lav shem bo mais after we have the gilui from tmure. You can see in the Chuvus Machzeh Avram and Simon Yud Beis. L'chayra, however, we paskin in Psachim Adaf Mem Hei Amud Aleph and Nazir Lamed Zayin Amud Beis that chulin mikachim loy gamrinon ein Shavuos Chaf Avram Beis chulin Pei Amud Aleph, and you can't learn from tmure l'chol haTorah kula the lav shem bo maisa nashim musharos, because you don't learn chulin from kachim. So we can say as follows, that in the tshuvas, tshuva me'ahava, in chelik aleph, and simin kufin and dalid, and in b'nei oshu and beitza, lamet ches, lamet beiz, they ask that we learn in menachas 22b, that min b'minoi loy botol, that there's no bittol if it's the same min, from the pasuk v'lokech midam apar, midam asayr, dam apar is mir midam asayr, and it's not bottle. Shema mina min b'mina loy bottle. You take the two damim and Yom Kippur, dam apar, dam asayr, and there's no bittul even though you mix the two together. How can you prove from there that min b'mina wasn't bottle? In general, you don't learn chulin from kachim. This is talking about kachim. So the Tshuva Me'av answers that Lefi Divrei Rashi in Pesachim Divrei Masachul Mahachmir Lo Gemrin in the Din Kachin Liyos Chamurim Vimkein Asa Shapir. In other words, when don't we learn chulin from kachim to be machmir, because kachim is more chamur? However, that min b'mino, there's no bitul, that's a kula legabe kachim, that's a kula. Why? Because you can sprinkle from the dam hapar and dam asar, even though dam hapar is a meruba. B'shapri yofin and min b'mino, right? There's going to be no min b'mino, there's no bitul. So we can learn min b'mino, lo batel mikachim, because here we're talking about a kula. That by kachim there's a kula, right? That you can sprinkle the two together. And this idea is discussed in the Prima Gadim in Simon Sadi Gimel Shlozal Siv Katan Al Shus Yankiv in Yerodei at Sadi Beis Siv Katan Tes Chud Marina Asad in Arachaim in Simon Kufchof Nechma Lumari Chelik Alf Daf Peam Gimel in the Nachalas Yitzchak in Chelik Beis Simon Sadi Ches in the Das Tari in Yerodei at Simon Gimel Siv Katan Yerav. So we can learn. Lamaisa, now you can learn Chulin from Kachim. And when it comes to Min Bimina. But not when it comes to women are musharis. Just because women are musharis in Tamura doesn't mean they're musar in other things. However, we have the shita of the Rashban Chulin and Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, so after your Maskel Rav Dimi, who writes that even Lahakel we don't learn Chulin from Kachim. So writes the Mishmar Sabai, Daf Ayin Hey Amr Aleph in the Tfus Vincia, in the Venice edition. Pre Chodesh Yeridei Simen Samotev Siv Kanal. So if so, Hachikush Leduchta. How do we learn min b'mino lo batal mikachim? I chulin mikachim lo gam rinan. You don't learn from chulin from kachim. So how are you learning? How are you learning min b'mino lo batal chulin from kachim? So in the tshuvas sefer tshuva may have in chelik alef simen kuf nadal that we mentioned there, he answers that begilui milsa we can learn chulin from kachim. That the min b'mino lo batal is a gilui milsa. It's just megala that there's no bittel, and we can learn. In other words, it's not a yafus. So we're not learning a din. We're learning it's a gilui milsa. It's telling us that there's no bittel. And once we know that there's no bittel, then we always know that there's no bittel. So the gilui milsa yalfin and chulin mikachin. So, and that the min b'mino lo batel is a gilui milsa, and therefore you can learn from v'lakach midama par midama sar that min b'mino is lo batel, and he's arguing with the tshuvas, his rebbe, the tshuvas not the behudim, not the rakama, and arachaim and simon chav beis. According to this, the rabbanan who's saying menachas daf chav beis, that from the pasuk of v'lakach midama par, we learn that oilin ain mevatlim zeh, in other words, only by kachin min b'mino lo batel, is because they hold that even b'gilui milsa longer min chulin mikachim. In other words, in the Gemara there, Rabbi Yehuda learns that any substance that comes in contact with the same type of substance isn't batel. The rabbis learn only things that ascend to the Mizbeach. In other words, the oil and those that go up to the Mizbeach, there's no bittel. So they don't learn chulin from kachin. So we have a machlokas in the Gemara if you can learn chulin from kachin. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can. And according to the rabbis, you can't. And here we're talking about a gilui milsa, right? The Rabbi Yehuda holds a gilui milsa. You can learn chulin from kachim, and the rabbis hold that you cannot. So now we can answer the Rosh Hashanah and Perak Beis Siman Gimel, writes that according to the rabbis, we don't learn. Minoisar dechametz b'sreifa. You don't learn that leftover chametz has to be burned. You don't learn from noiser. You don't learn from noiser that chametz is b'sreifa. You can't learn from leftover karbanos that chametz has to be burned. Why not the chulin mikachim legamrinan? So the kachim came to Rabbi Yehuda. How do you learn minoiser? The chametz b'sreifa. How, according to him, do you learn? According to him, it's not a kasha, because bemis it's really a machlokas. The begilui milsa, we learn chulin from kachim. And the rabbis say that begilui milsa legamrinan chulin mikachim. Let me give an example. You can learn negicha that it says in the Torah for yigigach shoras ish. Is Bekeren, and they learn that from a pasuk in Melachim. V'yaslo tzidkiyo ben kinana karnei bazel v'yomer kuamar Hashem be'ele tenagach es aram. So even though you don't learn Divrei Torah and Divrei Kabbalah, here you do. And the reason is because we're not coming to learn a chiyuv. We're not coming to learn a p'tur. It's just a gilui milsa that negichas b'kerem. So too, there's a gilui milsa that min b'mino is lo batal. It's just a gilui milsa. It's not coming to learn chiyuv or p'tur. It's a gilui milsa. And here also you can learn chametz from Neisar, because a gilui milsa, that thing, that usher things that are left over are burned. So according to this, we can say that this din, if women are musaris, b'lav shem bo maise b'chol haTorah, is talya b'zeh. That according to the mandam or gilui milsa, you learn chulin from kachim, we can learn from tumur l'chol haTorah kula, that women are musaris, b'lav shem bo maise. It's a gilui milsa. In other words, it's telling us, we see here, that women are musaris in Tumura, even though it's a lav shem bo maise. That shows us a cloud that women are musaris and all lav shem bo maise. But the rabbis who hold that per gilui milsa, we don't learn chulin from kachim, so shuv b'chol haTorah kula, women are not musaras b'lav shem bo maise, because you can't learn from tmura, because chulin mikachin lo gamarina. So that's givaldik. And now we can be miyashiv the diktuk of the Or Chadash that we asked in the previous year, that in Pesachim, what was the kasha that we asked? We started off with the kasha that in Daf Chof Aleph in Pesachim says, Amr of Gidlan Mechir B'yosef Erem Yechanan, if you're Mekadish, Mishay Shos, Ulemaila, Afilu B'chidu Kordan Aysa, in Choshen L'kidushin, Rashi there says, Mishay Shos, must be the beginning of the sixth hour, but if it's talking about the seventh hour, in other words, after 6 hours, it's also Doraisa of Maya Silashmina Pshita. Pshita can't be Makadish if the show is Doraisa, and not Makadish Basure Hana. So it must be talking about the show is Durabana. Frakti or Chadash, but what about in Dav Zayin? There we have a member, the same Mamra, and there Rashi says that Mitchila Shesh Yisur Durabana, he doesn't write this Hechreach, he doesn't write this Hechreach. It's Lachar Shesh. That it can't be Lachar Shesh, because Lachar Shesh would be Surah no Doraisa. Therefore, it must be talking about the beginning of the 6 hours. It's in the sixth hour, when it's only Dirabanan. All he writes is that it's Dirabanan, but he doesn't write Echrech. That it can't be talking about Doraisa, because then it would be Yasubana and Doraisa. So why does he write the Echrech, the necessity of saying it's talking about the sixth, before the end of the sixth hour, on Daf Chaf Aleph, but he doesn't write that Echrech and of Zayin? That was our kasha. So now we can answer the kasha. Because in Pesachim, and of Zayin Amal Aleph, the girsa is, Amar Rav Chia Bar Yosef, Amar Rav. And of Zayin, we have in the girsa, Amar Rav. The Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav Chia Bar Yosef, Amar Rav, Amar Kati Sheshah Salamai, Lofil, Bechut, Gordini Yosef, Ein, Choshishin le-kidushin. So, now, the question is, now we see here, it says, Omar Rav. Now, Rav holds in Pesachim of Chav Tes Amid Beis, and Avodah Zarah Dafan Gimel Amid Beis, that min b'mino b'mashu. V'tzorach lo amid yalofon v'lokach par medam esayir, k'rev yudu b'menoches. V'alkein desfir lay de begili milsa gamino chulim nikachim. That he holds in two places, learning from, apparently from, v'lokach v'tam v'tam par medam esayir, like Rabbi Yehuda and Menaches, that you can learn chulin from kachim, and memela. He says min b'mino b'mashu. In other words, any amount. There's no bittul at all. It doesn't matter how little there is. There's no bittul. So if there's a forbidden substance, there's going to be no bittul if it's min b'mino. Why does Rav hold that that min b'mino there's no bittul? Because obviously it's like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda learns in Menachas v'lakav b'dam par b'dam b'sar. There's no bittul. And you can even though the Dhamma Par is more, you can still mix the two together. That's like Rabbi Yehuda Menachas. See, he must hold that Begili Milsa, you can learn Chulin from Kachin. Because what's the whole source? That Min Bimino is no Bittul Kachin. So Rav is obviously holding that Min Bimino, that Begili Milsa, we can learn Chulin from Kachin. Just like by Kachin, we say Min Bimino, there's no Bittul. So too by Chulin, we can say Min Bimino is no Bittul. And if we say that, then according to Rav, from him we're going to learn mitmura. L'kol ha'nashim. The nashim musaras b'lav shem bo ma'isa, right? Because you can learn chulin from kachim, so you can say also, you can learn from tmura, that women are musaras b'lav shem bo ma'isa. They're just like they're musaras in tmura, they're musaras in all lav shem bo ma'isa, can you learn chulin from kachim? And if so, then Rav would hold that women are musaras b'lifnei iver, even though it's a lav shem bo ma'isa, but Rav, like we just said, learns that women are musaras in lav shem bo ma'isa, because you can learn chulin from kachim, you can learn from tmura. If you can learn from tmura, that means women are obligated in lifnei iver. And if so, according to Rav, if you're Makadish Bisir Hanah, then Iyavad Loi Mahani. Why Iyavad Loi Mahani if you're Makadish Bisir Hanah? Because he is doing an Isser, he's Nana Misir right now, Adei Kedushin. And the woman is also over on Lifnei Iver, and there's an Isser Bishneim, and therefore we say Iyavad Loi Mahani. Remember we saw in the previous year, we saw was that when do you say Iyavad Loi Mahani? Only if they're both doing an Isser. But if only one of them is doing an Isser, then you can't say Iyavad Loi Mahani because it's not fair to penalize the other side. But if they're both doing an Isser, then we can say Iyavad Loi Mahani. So be telling you in this. If you hold that women are Musaris and Lifnei Iver, that means that if a man is Makadish, a woman is Suri Hana, then she's being over an Isser of Lifnei Iver, and he's being over an Isser of being Nana from a Suri Hana. And therefore, they're both being over an Isser. And that would be why, if you're Makadish Bisurei Hanah, Iyavad Loi Mahani, it's not going to be effective. It's not going to be effective because they're both doing an Isser. And then we don't have the Kash of Taisvis. Taisvis asked, either woman could be Nana Shalokadarach Hanah, because we can answer like the Teretz of the Makne, that there's a different Teretz. The Tosis says you could be Nana Shalokadarach Hanah, but that was the Kasha Tosis asked. But the Machna says that won't work, because as we saw in the previous year, Iyavad Loi Mahani, Ubatal HaKedushin. She can't be, because the whole Kedushin is Batal, because they're both doing an Avera, and therefore Iyavad Loi Mahani and the Kedushin is Batal. So Rav Lishita, so it's not Mucha from the Mishnah that Makadish Besuri Anamid Rabban and Enam Mekudeshes. And therefore Rashi writes this hachacha that in other words, because they're both being over in a doraisa. So you don't see that from a Makadish Bisure Hana, you don't see from here a Makadish Bisura Nadurabanana Mukudeshes. So therefore Rashi doesn't find it necessary to say this hechacha that we have to be talking about, that there's a hechreach that we're talking about, the sixth hour, tchilas sheish, because if it's talking about the seventh hour, then it's pshita, then maikamash malan. But Rashi doesn't have to prove that. Why not? Because we understand on our own. Of course, it's talking about the. Of course, it's talking about Tchilas Sheish and not the seventh hour. Because in the seventh hour, they're both being over on an Isser. And since they're both being over on an Isser, so then it's Pashit. It's Pashit that there's no Kedushin. So the only Chiddush would be is if it's the sixth hour. Because you don't get from the Mishnah that I'm a Kadosh B'Surei and I'm a Drabban and I'm a Kudeshes. That's not muchach from the Mishnah. All you get from the Mishnah is a Makadish Besuri Hanah Doraisa, because they're both being over an Isser. He's being over and she's being over. But there's not muchach that we're talking about a Suri Hanah Midrabanan. You don't see it's talking about a Suri Hanah Midrabanan. So therefore, the only way this would be a Chiddush is if it's talking about the sixth hour. So Rashi here doesn't have to bring the Ochacha. But that's all the Shitas Rav. Later on, the Girsa is on Rabbi Yochanan. It said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, not the name of Rav. And Rabbi Yochanan holds himsachem daf chavtes on the base and of the zar daf yamim on base that min b'minos b'noy saying tam. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan holds like the Rabbanan who argue on Rabbi Yehuda and hold min b'mino batel, and we don't learn from lakach midama par midama sayir. Rak do online about them zezel. We learn is that the things that call them is becher and bevatel each other. But min b'mino. There is bittel. Min b'mino, there is bittel. Unless it's no Saint Tam, then if it's no Saint Tam, there's no bittel. But otherwise, There's bittul. So you see that Rabbi Yochanan holds like the Rabbanan, that only in the case of kachim we learn that min b'mina lo bittul. But in generally we learn that we're not talking about kachim, we're not talking about mizbeach, and we learn that min b'mina bittul. That's Rabbi Yochanan. So if so, according to Rabbi Yochanan, af begili milsi, you don't learn chulin from kachim. How do you see from af begili milsi, you don't learn chulin from kachim? Because you're not learning, and when it comes to kachim, you're learning that min b'mino lo batal. When it comes to chulin, min b'mino batal. When it comes to chulin, min b'mino batal. So you don't learn chulin from kachim, according to Rabbi Yochanan. So you can't learn from tumur l'chol ha-Torah that nashen ar musaris and lav shem bo maisa, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Because you don't learn from chulin to kachim, from kachim to chulin. You don't learn chulin from kachim. And if that's true, then women aren't, if you can't learn the chola Torah, the nashim aren't musharis and lav shem bo maisa, then what would that mean? That would mean that women aren't musharis and lifnei iver. Because as we saw, according to the chinuch, lifnei iver is lav shem bo maisa. So since the lav shem bo maisa, women are not musharos, it's dafkan kachim women are musharos in lav shem bo maisa, but not in chulin, and therefore women aren't musharos in lifnei iver. And therefore you can't say b'makadish b'surei hano, the yavad le'mahani. You can't say yavad le'mahani because she's not doing anything wrong, it's only he's doing something wrong, so you can't say yavad le'mahani. And if so, according to him, you have to answer the kash of Tosfos, that a woman can be nenes misurei hana shalai kederach hana keteretz haran. In other words, the teretz of the makna was the avad loy mahani. You can't learn the teretz of the makna anymore because women are not musharis. So we wouldn't say avad loy mahani. So what are you going to do with the kasha of women being nenes shalai kederach hana from misurei hana? Why can't you be mekadesh? So you have to say like the Ran. What does the Ran say? That shalai kederach hana is aser midrabanan. And that's why it's no good. Shelo kederech hana is aser midrabanan. So that's what the Mishnah is teaching you. Damakadish bisarana, even by isuri hana midrabanan, she's not mikudeshes. And therefore Rashi writes, remember, then our Rashi on daf chaf aleph, where the gear says amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rashi and the Chaf Aleph and the Gersa Zamer Rabbi Yechanan, who learns that by Yisuri Hana Midrabanan, Enam Chudeshes, like the Teretz of the Ran, that let her be Nanish Lokadar Hana, no, she can't because Yisuri Hana Midrabanan, so you see Yisuri Hana Midrabanan, she's Enam Chudeshes. So Rashi has to say there that we have to be talking about Tchilas Shesh. Why? Because what does Rashi there tell us? Rashi there tells us there's a Chrech, it has to be talking about the sixth hour. Why? Because if it's talking about the seventh hour, it's pshita, ein makachin b'surei hana. But here, it's this. It must be talking about the sixth hour, and it's trei derabanans. Because if it's one derabanan, then it's pshita. Because according to the way Rabbi Yochanan is learning, and again, this is Rabbi Yochanan chafal from it base. According to the way Rabbi Yochanan learns, it's a mucha from the Mishnah that if it's one derabanan, like he would learn like the Ran that it's that there can't be kedushin. So Rashi has to tell us that the chiddush here is that it's two derabanans. So Rashi has to write hechrech. It must be talking about the sixth hour, because the seventh hour would be pashut. So therefore, it must be talking about the sixth hour, and she's not mekudeshes, despite the chiddush is, despite the fact there are two derabanans. Because if there was one derabanan, then of course Rabbi Yochanan holds that she's mekudeshes. That she's not mekudeshes, that we know on our own. So therefore, Rashi has to take us, if it's one derabanan, it's pashut. If it's one derabanan, it's pashut. That she's not mekudeshes. So therefore, Rashi has to tell us, there's a chiddush here. You know, the chiddush, that's why Rashi has to write hechrech. Hechrech is that here you have two derabanans. It must be talking about tchila sheish, where it's two derabanans. Otherwise, there's no chiddush at all. Because from the Mishnah, it's muchach that if it's one derabanan, it's amakadesh. What are the two derabanans? That it's man derabanan and it's chametz derabanan. And this answers the diktuk of the Or Chadash. That on Daf Zayin, where we're going l'shitas Rav, who holds that it's not muchach from the Mishnah that by Yisurei Namid Rabbanan. She's not mekudeshes. All you get is a Surah Nadar Raisa. So therefore, you don't have to write Echrech. We understand that Aron. Rashi doesn't have to write a Hochacha. Because we have to be talking about Tchilas Shesh. Because otherwise, there's no Chiddush. If it's Daraisa, then it's Pashat. So we understand Rashi doesn't have to prove that it's talking about Tchilas Shesh. Because if it's talking about Sheva, then it's Pashat. But here in Daf Chaf Aleph, right? Because it's Tchilas Sheva, then it's Daraisa. But we're holding here in Shitas Rav that you could be Makadesh Besurei Hanabed Rabbanan. You would think you could be Makadesh Besurei Hanabed Rabbanan. So Kamashman that you can't. So there Rashi doesn't have to write any Hechorech that we're talking about the sixth hour. Because we understand that Aron, that's a Chiddush. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, you have to write a Hechorech. Because he holds that we know that you can't be Makadesh Besurei Hanabed Rabbanan. So therefore Rashi writes Echrech, that the Echrech is that it can't be talking about, if it's talking about after six, then it's Doraisa. And the Chiddush is that it's talking about the beginning of six, and there are two Darabanans. Chametz Darabanan and Shos Darabanan. So this was a genius of a pilpul, if you ask me. The only problem is that that's not really what Rashi says. And it was the Rush says that Rashi says we're talking about where it's two Darabanans. But that's not Rashi's Hechrech. All Rashi says in Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis is Al Korcha Mitchila Sheish Mashma Dilachar Sheish Tasser Midaraisa Maisa Lashmina. Pshitadein Makachim Besurehana. So it must be talking about Tchila Sheish. Must be talking about in the sixth hour, not after the sixth hour. Because after the sixth hour, it's Daraisa. So the Chiddush is now that it's Darabanan, that it's still no good. Rashi doesn't say it's two Darabanans. So for that, you have to learn read Rashi with the Rush. So I'm not saying what we said is wrong, but it's not. I wouldn't say it's glad either. But I hope you understood this. This is tremendous pilpul. We broke up the two shiurim, so it's a little bit hard to understand. But if anybody wants, you can see it inside. They have in the Avnei Tzion, in Nechela Gimel, Simen Nun Beis, or you can ask me personally. I can explain it to you verbally. Hadvarim Nifloim, to see the two Gersos and then to make them both Vashitasim. For that, you need to be a guy like Rebbe Ben Sion Zitzan. Okay, so Mitzvah Hashem, we have a lot more to talk about. Please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom.